fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this a Wednesday, the 31st day of March in the year of our Lord 2021. Hope everybody's having a great morning. Real quick, prepper tip of the day. Something a lot of people don't think about, and I can't blame them. Hand tools, rakes, shovels, axes, mattocks, mauls. Take a look here this spring real quick and make sure everything's in good repair. Your tools are sharp. The handles are good and solid, which, by the way, are pretty easy to replace. You know, just take a look at that stuff. And don't do like we do here on this farm and have them scattered all over. It's not intentional. It just happens. Try to keep them all where you know where they're at. So if in an emergency, you know where they're at, you can grab them quick and do what you need to do. We have patiently waiting in the green room, Chance from Simply Clean Foods. Chance has got an abbreviated schedule for this morning as far as being on the air. So we are going to pump him for as much information as we can get. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. And before we get started, maybe we can bring on Sheriff Hendricks out of Mississippi to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
You're right. I was told that. I don't do this show very often. I completely forgot. Good morning, Hendricks.
Good morning, Tim. And how are y'all doing?
Doing great, sir. Yes,
I'd like to make sure we got a good connection before I start, because sometimes the connection can be questionable. Well, everyone, I humbly ask that you join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Hendricks. I greatly appreciate it.
You're most welcome. God bless y'all, and I'll talk to y'all next month.
All right, sir.
And remember, kudzu is king. Take care, sir.
All right, Chance, thank you for reminding me of that. Like I said, I don't do this show very often, and some of the normalities I forget, and I do apologize, folks.
Oh, not a problem, brother. Listen, you know, just like our faith in the Lord, we need to be patriots, right? We need to stand up for not only our rights, but for all of the sacrifices that those who came before us, our forefathers who have served in the military like myself and John, who put their lives on the line, it is important that, you know, we do pledge our allegiance to this country and never forget, sir, how we got here.
I absolutely agree 1,000%. My dad was a World War II veteran. My son is a Afghan war veteran. I'm 100% disabled veteran due to combat-related injuries. So, yes, I absolutely agree with you, sir.
Well, thank you for your service, too, brother. And I think that segues to a message that I like to get out about once a month. If you are a veteran out there and you're listening and you have some needs that are not being met, for example, food, we would be more than happy if you want to email us at simplycleanfoods@chef.net. That's simplycleanfoods@chef.net. Or give us a call at 512-483-4178. If you just need a little hand up, maybe some food or a sleeping bag or you know, maybe it's fellowship. Maybe you just need someone to talk to, reach out to us. Okay. That's what we're here for. And that's part of our veterans outreach program. And so, I want to thank everyone that's listening that have served our country. Thank you for your service. And if we can be of assistance to you, we sure would like to do that.
Wow, Chance, that is quite a commitment. And, you know, all I can say is I wish more people were like you. I live in a small town. Everybody's super nice. You know, if I need a little help somewhere, I get it without even asking. But wow, what you're doing is just incredible.
Well, you know, I can't take too much credit for it. You know, we have been absolutely blessed to be able to help as many veterans that we have since 2012. Along with our Bible drive, it's been truly a blessing as well. So, you know, we just have to understand part of owning and operating a company is giving back where, you know, there's a need. And I just truly believe it's important. I believe that more small companies especially need to take that lead. They need to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem, and not just go along to get along. I kind of understand that you know, we are living in very uncertain times right now, and we can't pause because, you know, of a new administration. We just need to keep pushing forward in a positive way. It's amazing how just the small acts that you may accomplish during your day can help so many others in a positive way. So that's that. Okay. I do have, unfortunately, or fortunately, a very early appointment this morning, so I can only stay for a little bit. Tim, I did want to mention, and John gets a little excited about this one, because we do it, I think, once a month. We have two new products to add to our lineup.
Cool.
The first product is ginger. This is a very special ginger. It's already diced and freeze-dried that will last in the packaging for up to 5 years. Once it's opened, you have up to 6 months, right? And then we have capers. Now, I'm Italian, and trust me, I love my capers. So if you like capers, these are very powerful in flavor. And folks, they're $5. I mean, you can't go wrong. So check those out on our website, simplycleanfoods.net, along with other new products that we've just posted in the past 30 days. Check those out. You'll get about a 30-day supply for $5 for the ginger and for the capers. And again, all of our products are tested for heavy metals. And these happen to be organic. And so take advantage of that, $5 a piece, and we're excited to be able to offer it.
Wow. Now, Chance, do you have any sales going on right now that people would be interested in?
The big one is called our Grand Assortment package. It is 40% off. So you're basically getting 2,000 servings of food, which is over 200 individually pouched and resealable pouches, Mylar. 200 different pouches of about, it's everything that we carry. So you're going to get all of our organic juice powders, all of our organic vegetable powders, all of our organic fruits and vegetables. You're going to get chicken. You're going to get eggs. You're going to get staples. I mean, it's just it's food that we eat every day. And because we're able to save in shipping fees, because, it's bulk, we pass that savings on to you. So it's 40% off. I would say definitely go to our website, go to our search bar, type in Grand Assortment. You will be very pleased. And by the way, the ginger and the capers have been added to that. So, take advantage of that. It's probably the lowest price in this country for this quality of food.
Wow, what a deal. That's incredible. I'm going to be looking at your website myself. You know, we got quite a store of food, but I really like the idea of some of this freeze-dried food, too, because we've got in our normal diet, we go through and use the oldest stuff first and, of course, put the newest stuff in the back, and we do a lot of canning and stuff like that. But this freeze-dried stuff would be much lighter and much easier to store, so I'm definitely going to take a look at it.
Absolutely, and for folks who do have some storable food, in the pantry, it is important, like Tim is saying, to rotate that food on a regular basis, right? Especially if you're talking about canned foods, like in a can. Those dates on the bottom of the can are there for a reason, and a lot of folks say, it's still good after that. Well, that might be the case. But remember, even canned food is susceptible to heat and cold, right? And so you want to make sure that you're rotating your products. You want to make sure that you have the newest products, towards the back. And what we do with the freeze-dried food is, we like to use it every single day. Because in many cases, and I've said this before, our food is cleaner than most of the produce that you can find in your local grocery store fresh, right? And it's so easy to rehydrate it. In many cases, there's more minerals and vitamins in our food. It tastes better than the fresh products at your local supermarket, right? And so during COVID, we've had many, and I mean many, especially senior citizens that could not get out and go shopping, use our food in their daily meal choices. And so we're doing, bi-weekly deliveries and offering them discounts to do so. Before I go, also remember, folks, if you have any dietary issues, for example, maybe you're lactose intolerant, maybe you're gluten intolerant, we have the ability, because we are a small company, we have the ability to put together custom food packs for you so that you can buy in volume and still and get the discounts, but get the food that you can have in your pantry, that you can have in your lifestyle. And I think that's important. So if you don't want dairy in that Grand Assortment pack, or you're gluten intolerant, just let us know and we'll work around that.
Okay. Chance, I've got a question out of personal curiosity. Freeze drying food. Can you give us a 30-second rundown on how that's done? I've always been curious about that. I know about dehydrating, but not freeze drying.
Absolutely. So the process of freeze drying, which is, during the past, especially 5 years, has come a long way. The process is basically freezing a product and vacuum in a vacuum at the same time to remove all of the moisture, and it's about 99% of the moisture from that product at the same time. Now, what this does is it puts that food into sort of a stasis, meaning the two enemies of food are, of course, heat and oxygen. That's what causes your food to go stale. So if, for example, your refrigerator goes out, you lose power, you'll notice your food will start to turn immediately. Same thing right. with oxygen. The longer food is exposed to oxygen, it causes the food to start to degrade, and it loses its vitamins and minerals and becomes stale or soured. So this process eliminates those two enemies and puts that food into stasis as long as it's packaged in a way like our Mylar with the vacuum of space. And that's the only way I can describe it. We go to about negative 8 in our vacuum system, which removes all air, all oxygen from that product. Right. Once opened, right, you can take out what you need for one meal, reseal our packages, and it's still good for up to 6 months because we put O2 absorbers in every package of fruits and vegetables and chicken and eggs, for example, okay? So that's basically the process. I mean, it's more complicated than that, but that's the easiest way to explain it. But here's the benefit. The big benefit is this. A lot of folks are not aware, but I've said it on the show before. Folks, many of your fruits and vegetables come from South America, Central America in particular. How do they get a fresh product here and it's not rotten by the time it's put on the grocery store shelf? Well, they have to pick it before it's ripe. That's a problem.
Right.
You're not getting the minerals and the vitamins in your food if it's not picked ripe. That means it's ripening on that freighter, on that boat, and that's not good. It needs to ripen on the vine, on the tree, or in the ground where that fertile soil is, right? So with our freeze dryers, what we're able to do is to wait until that fruit or vegetable is completely ripe, full of minerals, full of vitamins, and then basically stop time. That's what we're doing, right? We're putting that food in stasis. And many people, again, have told us once that food is rehydrated, it actually tastes so sweet, so powerful, and makes you feel great as well, right? Because your body, this is what your body requires, is on a daily basis, a certain amount of vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin K. I mean, it goes on. And you'll find this in your foods. You don't have to spend a fortune buying supplements when you can get this from your food and having that balance in your life.
Well, from what you're saying, Chance, it's better than, like, let's say, from Walmart, mangoes. That's something I love. I grew up growing mangoes down in South Florida. The mangoes they have at Walmart are so obviously picked at about I would say halfway into the fruit's growth cycle. They're so small. The skins are so thick. And you can tell that they were picked so green that they're not even hardly worth eating. So what you're saying is that if I was to buy, let's say you carried mangoes, and if I bought mangoes from you, once rehydrated, it would be just like eating fresh fruit.
You're absolutely right, Tim. So we do carry mango slices. As a matter of fact,
all
of our fruits do not have to be rehydrated. So they make great snacks for the kids. They're great for hiking or for camping because, again, they're light. There's no moisture, right? So they're light. You can eat them right out of the bag. Even our vegetables, our corn, our peas, broccoli, onions, the list goes on. You can eat most of these right out of the bag, and so you're getting all those vitamins and minerals, and it's just a great alternative instead of, you know, sugary items. I see we're coming into a break. Yeah. I'll be here shortly after the break, and then I'll have to run there, too.
All right, we'll be back right back, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 minutes.
Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I was muted and didn't realize it. We are back. Today is Wednesday, the 31st day of March in the year of our Lord, 2021. We're visiting with Chance from Simply Clean Foods, and we are talking about his product line, among other things. Chance, I know you've got to go, buddy, but where else did you want to go real quick?
Just a reminder that, folks should go to our website, simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net, or reach out to us by email, simplycleanfoods@chef.net. If you have any questions or concerns, we'd be more than happy to address those. And just as a follow-up, if you are a veteran and you're in need please feel free to reach out to us by email or phone, 512-483-4178. 512-483-4178. Well, Tim and Julie, thank you so much for having me on again today. It's always a pleasure. I'm honored to be a part of the show. And I will talk to you guys next week. And Tim, I'll give you a call concerning our other conversation.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Chance. We greatly appreciate it. All right, folks. You too, buddy. SimplyCleanFoods.net. That's SimplyCleanFoods.net. Rest of this hour, we're going to have open lines. Call-in number is 512-248-8252. I say again, 512-248-8252. And we'll talk about pretty much whatever you want within reason. While I got a little bit of airtime here, I'm going to shamelessly promote something that I sell, which is the Mosquito Net Novelty COVID Mask. We have been really, really selling a lot of these. Basically, what they are is a mask made of mosquito netting. It'll let you breathe. In many places, you can get away with wearing them instead of the cloth masks that suffocate your paper ones. To get one, go to ruralsurvival.life. That's ruralsurvival.life. There's a link in the top left corner of the homepage. Click on that, and you can learn all about them. They're very reasonably priced at $14.95 each, and we ship them first class mail, but with a tracking number. Most of the time, shipping is less than $4. Post office calculates the shipping, not us. So you might want to take a look at that. Saw one interesting thing that my friend Steve Bannoon put out today. Apparently, things are fixing to heat up in the Ukraine. The Ukraine is moving troops and armor basically east into Luhansk and Donetsk, and from what I understand, pretty much encircling the Crimea. Don't know where this one's going to go, folks, but it could go south in a hurry, and then again, it could be like it's been for the past 5 years, basically skirmishes over rubble. So we'll have to wait and see where that one goes. Biden continues to be his bumbling self. By the way, folks, there is no crisis at the border, in case you haven't heard. You know, increase of 150,000 for the year apparently is not a crisis. The unaccompanied minor facilities at 700% plus capacity apparently is not a crisis. And of course, you know, it's Trump's fault that all this is happening. I'm just incredulous at the lies coming out of Washington, D.C. right now. Some of the laws that are being proposed. Apparently, we're looking at significant tax increases. The homosexual Buttigieg, or Buttigieg, however you say his name, is proposing taxing us by the mile that we drive. I don't know how much money per mile they want to tax us. I don't think they know yet. But it does bring up tons of concerns, especially in the privacy area. Okay, folks, we got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Give me a call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, the 31st day of March, 2021. We have open lines right now, no particular subject, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Give me a call, and we'll go about anywhere you want to within reason. You know, the bump-in music, Dixie, I was just thinking when I was a kid some 50 years ago, I grew up in the Deep South, and if there was a football game or something like that, that was a song that was played, and everybody stood up for it. I kind of miss those days in reality, but... I mean, that's not anything you really needed to know. It's just a personal observation. Okay. Anyway, we were talking about the border before the break. Folks, this is everything that's going on is a bad deal. I don't know quite how to put it. The Border Patrol is quite upset, very much overwhelmed. with work. I heard that 2/3 of the enforcement agents of Border Patrol are now stuck with babysitting duties, to put it bluntly. And somebody does have to take care of these children. But, you know, under Trump, we didn't have this problem, at least not to this extent. Under Trump, all these folks were waiting in Mexico to have their claims processed. Well, President Biden did away with that, or his handlers did. I'm not sure that President Biden is capable of doing anything or making any decisions on his own, but I'm not there, so I don't know, so I won't slander the man. But I really wonder about his mental capability. So we'll see. Anyway, we got our first caller of the day. We've got Dave in New York on line one. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tim. Yeah, you know, somehow, somehow I thought it was Leon. But I'm glad it's not Leon, because he's out even further west, and he'd be even further more tired. So we don't need anybody waking up at 4 in the morning to do John's show.
Well, I agree with you. Now, yeah. I got it, my normal wake-up time, so it's no problem
very good
for me.
Tim, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well now. I mean, I hear you were in the hospital not long ago, and this is great. This is great. I hear other people being sick, and they're good contributors, and of course we lost Rick Adams, which was he was an amazing guy. I don't say he was always correct, but I'll tell you, he came up with ideas that you didn't think of, and I think he was correct on a lot of those. Yeah. Yeah, he was such a sharp mind even up to the last week. I mean, so it's good to see people, when they're taken, to be taken at full strength, like Enoch or Elijah, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So regarding, you mentioned about Trump, I feel that Trump was he a traitor? He was either a total fake himself doing the bidding of others, or he was doing the bidding of others even if he didn't want to. I think he was stuck doing that, and I think some of the videos show that he was in such great debt that he had to go to the bankers to get $4 billion or something. So, yeah, you know, we need to stop following these men. And there was a man, a God man, that we were supposed to follow. He's the one to follow. And if our leaders are evil, and if they're the lesser of two evils, don't vote for them. You're cooperating with evil. God will not really think God is going to come and help us when we need his help if we don't stand for his principles. I don't think so. And that's
I am absolutely amazed at the patience of God with the way this country has been going and is going now, and what the future looks like. I can't believe that God hasn't gotten to a point of being so angry that he just wipes out the whole nation by whatever means. That's irrelevant. But, you know, his patience is incredible. You know, that's all I think.
I think he knows there are some people who have followed him to some degree, and he knows the full equation. And as he said, until the end, let the tares grow up with the wheat, and they will be harvested at the end, and the angels are the harvesters. So, but I think the wheat is going to suffer, as the predictions are, if, you know, those times come about. And I think it's a good caution to not jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, well, this is the mark of the beast. Well, you know, it's fully set to do all that kind of stuff. But that doesn't, you know, we can't put God in a corner and say, oh, now God has to do this. No, we're not in control of that. I wanted to talk about John. John mentioned Mike Yeadon's work and some of his recent videos. So I went to listen to one last night, and it was very impressive. Now,
yes,
John Moore is not a he's not a high level scientist. He's not a like a high IQ scientist. He's not a scientist at all. But he's gathered some experience, and I think some of his best experience is this. This one is discipline, and two is perceiving when someone's telling the truth from the falsehood. And I realize that sometimes in scientific issues, most people don't get things right if they're not scientific. I've seen that repeatedly.
That's true.
And John, at least, John sometimes doesn't get things right, I feel, but he has come out with this guy, and this guy, you know, if we're listening to people like Andrew Kaufman and others saying, oh, there's no virus here, no one isolated the virus, and they come up with very weak arguments, the common man doesn't realize the weakness in their arguments and the strength in the argument that there is a virus. And it is a small virus.
Oh, absolutely. It sure is.
Yeah, as Dr. Merritt says, she pointed out to me the mask issue, which I didn't believe. I thought the masks would be protective because of the big spit of particles and things that could cause transmission. And this is what Chris Martinson, a pathologist, was talking about a lot. But she points out, she is very sharp. She listed all kinds of information that covers all these bases that says that these particles are very small virus particles. And, of course, that would explain why you can't isolate them by gradient centrifugation, perhaps, but I don't have experience with that. So I, again, I am weak in that area, and therefore I can't make a full assessment. But if they, she said they get spread regardless of masks being around or not. Now, Mr. Yeadon then came and he said that the PCR tests are like 1% false positive. And if we have 0.1% incidence of COVID over there in the UK, then our numbers are 90% wrong in terms of the case counts. Well, I don't look at case counts. I don't care about that. But his point is that that means also that a number of people who are sick in the hospital and they test positive for COVID for fragments of this DNA are then counted as COVID positive. When they die, they're counted as COVID deaths. So I think he's made a lot of good points here, and he has put up the argument that this thing is already, the pandemic was over last fall or last yeah. the end of last summer over there. I think
well, I don't mean to interrupt, but one thing I want to do say positive about the UK, at least their media, on the BBC, which I watch every few days, I'll watch an hour of it, they actually say, you know, this is the number of people that died that did test positive for COVID-19 in the past 28 days. They don't say they died of or from COVID-19. They lay it out there. They say this number of people has died within 28 days of testing positive. You know, so
and what would you say if? Yeah, what would you say if you have 10,000-20,000 people in the streets complaining about this? You'd start to tell a little bit more truthful stories,
right?
Yeah, and that's the problem here. We need to do something, and I think lawful and legal actions against unjust edicts and unfounded and baseless things. We see this guy Tony Roma. Over in California, did you see that video? Kept his restaurant open.
I don't think I saw it, Dave.
They tried to summon him to court. He gave a 10-15 minute video, all about constitutional things and saying, "Listen, we're not closing. You come here, you have I've committed no crime, and you have no basis, and I'm not coming to your court." He's Italian. He sounds like he's got big mafia backing the way he's talking. You look at his face. You got to see that video.
Good.
It was
him.
On Sons of Liberty. They played it. So I think Dr. Yeadon with Dr. Merritt are the most substantial scientists out there saying things. Now, Dr. Judy Mikovits may be substantial and high level, but she's very hard for people to understand. And, you know, she goes into such depth of biochemistry that we've never heard of.
Right.
So I think these other two are more mainstream that we can catch the drift of, and we can go on what they say. That's all I have to say. I don't recall what else he said. I've got to look it over again. It was very powerful, though.
Well, Dave, we appreciate it, buddy. We got to go to our next caller, though.
Thanks, Tim, and keep pushing those ivermectin and other protocols, because the point is 500,000 people didn't need to die if they brought these out in January 2020. All these things could have been used immediately. That's proof that they were messing with everybody. So take care.
All right. You too, Dave. Have a good one. Next, we go to Sherry in Kansas on line one. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Tim. Tim, I had heard this on Farron's show, and I, this is a test. Now, you, where the term Dixie came from?
If I remember correctly, it was written by a guy, to put it bluntly, a Yankee. And I forgot what year, but that's about all I remember of its origin.
Actually, Dixie... And this is, I'm reading from my Webster's New Universal Unabridged Dictionary, that big old fat, like four and a half inch thick. Popular name for a $10 banknote issued in Louisiana prior to the Civil War. So called from the large Dick's pin printed on one side. That's where the term Dixie comes. And it's not racist, and it shouldn't be associated with racism.
I agree.
But that's where the term Dixie comes from.
So. Well, that is, I didn't know that. Honestly, I did not know that. That is neat information.
And you lived in New Orleans, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah, we lived in New Orleans for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
Loved every minute of it.
I wanted to say what the alternative. Viruses are really just a theory, because they cannot separate them, from what I understand, from the DNA. The alternative theory, and this goes back to the terrain theory, is that viruses are something your body generates itself in trying to get rid of the poisons in your body. And if you're, there's been a couple of people in microscopy that their research has been suppressed. One of them was Royal Rife, and then about 20, 25 years later came Gaston Nissens, whose microscope was completely different than Rife, but they both used ultraviolet light to see this stuff. Now, Gaston Nissens, his was a lot easier to focus than Rife's was, according to Christopher Bird, who researched both of them. And but both of their research is suppressed because it throws a whole wrench in the germ theory. And a really good book is the Life, or The Trials and Life of Gaston Nissens, The Galileo of the Microscope, and that's by Christopher Bird. And have you had a chance, did you get the book on Arthur Furstenberg on The Invisible Rainbow?
No, ma'am, I didn't. I got a confession to make. my eyes are so bad, and even though I absolutely love to read, after about 10 minutes, my eyes hurt so bad that I can't anymore.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
just
understand.
Got a new prescription, and I'm going to try it again. But I absolutely love to read. I just can't do it at this time. So I haven't bought any books in probably 3 years.
Well, I actually had one sent to your house, and I was wondering if you guys ever got it. It was coming through Barnes & Noble.
I'm sure we did. What was the title?
It's called The Invisible Rainbow, The History of Electricity and Life. But I really think we did.
I'll have to ask my wife. I think we did.
Yeah.
All right, Sherry, we got a break. You're welcome to hold on through it. Nobody's waiting on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. And next hour, we're going to press Professor McCanning.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, the 31st day of March. We are talking to Sherry in Kansas right now. Sherry, I just confirmed with my wife that we did, in fact, receive the book. And thank you very, very much. It's very greatly appreciated. I have not.
Yeah, it's read really it interesting. Well, yeah, I can. I mean, that's one thing that really affects your eyes is the diabetes, right?
Oh yes, it does. Actually, my eye doctor in Poplar Bluff says my vision changes hourly.
Wow.
And you know, quite literally. And I think he's right. But I got a new prescription that's not quite as strong. I'm doing better with it. In fact, I just got the glasses, I think last Thursday in the mail. But anyway, I'm doing much better with them.
Well,
and
well,
I'm looking forward to doing some reading.
Yeah, one thing that, you know, that book brings out is it tracks the history of, as we put more and more electromagnetic energy into the atmosphere, you know, that's not there naturally, you know, they
right.
start with the Leyden jars and the telegraph and then the electricity and the power lines. And some of the pictures they have in that book with the way they had the power lines and the telegraph lines strewn in these big cities, it's just outrageous. But, you know, I do think there's something to, you know, the increased electromagnetic energy in the wireless and how they're wanting to put these 5G up. And people were starting to say, we don't want it. You know, there was starting to be a movement against it, and they couldn't have that because, you know, they just can't
right.
have anything coming out about electromagnetic energy because, shoot, that's how some of their active denial systems weapons work. They don't want that out, you know?
Right. Well, you're
so,
absolutely
anyway.
Correct.
And then
we've
there's
also
a lot heard, of...
I didn't mean to step on you there, Sherry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I've been doing some reading online where apparently these vaccines, and I don't know if this is true or not, folks. I'm just telling you what I've read. But these vaccines contain some kind of nanoparticles that are receptive to 5G. Now, like I said, I don't know if this is true, but I have read that. And if it is true, it's kind of scary.
Well, I heard somebody call in to one of the RBN shows and say that when they had a position with the FDA and in the vaccine part of it, and they found out they were using nanotechnology in there, and he was advising against it, and they weren't going to shut down their, you know, put any restraints on the nanotechnology, so... Yeah, I'm not ever going to take a vaccine again. I decided that a long time ago.
I hear you there. Well, Sherry, we appreciate
so,
the call,
anyway,
but I've got to go.
Right.
And
good talking to you, Tim. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor James McKinney will be on next. And stand by for about 3.5 minutes.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.